Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined once again by State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. Jake, thank you as always for joining me.
Joe, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
So let's get right into it. The latest from the state legislature. First of all, I wanted to ask you about something that you've been working on that's a pretty big deal. That's a constitutional amendment. That's not something that you say every day.
No, it's not. And it's really, in my opinion, it's unfortunate that I've had to do this. But on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, a Polk County judge, Judge Hubert, struck down the heartbeat bill that was passed by the legislature last year as being unconstitutional. And what that judge did was, in part, his ruling came from an Iowa Supreme Court decision dealing with a 72-hour wait period that we had passed the previous year. And the Supreme Court found that there is a fundamental constitutional right to an abortion under Iowa's Constitution. I think that's important to recognize. We're not talking about federal constitution. We're not talking about Roe v. Wade. We're talking about Iowa's Constitution. And the Supreme Court found that under Article 1, Section 6 and Section 9, under the Equal Protection Clause, that a woman has a fundamental right to an abortion. And so Judge Hubert used that Supreme Court ruling to strike down the heartbeat bill. So within 24 hours of them striking that down, I had 28 co-sponsors in the Senate, so 29 total, including myself, file a constitutional amendment, which reads that the Constitution of the state of Iowa does not secure or protect a right to an abortion or require the funding of an abortion. You know, it's not a heartbeat bill going into the Iowa's Constitution. What it says is there's no right to an abortion under Iowa's Constitution, and therefore the power and the decision of what are abortion laws resides with the legislature, where it has always been. And what I find most remarkable, and I think a lot of people don't recognize this, but our Constitution, including those two sections, went into place September 3rd, 1857. 6 months later, on March 15th, 1858, the Iowa legislature passed a law banning all abortions except for in the case of the life of the mother. And that held for nearly 100 years until Roe v. Wade overturned the right to an abortion. Okay, so now what we have is a Iowa Supreme Court disregarding what our founders of Iowa's Constitution intended, clearly, and creating their own law from the bench. That is fundamentally wrong. They do not have the enumerated powers to legislate from the bench. And so this amendment, again, puts the power back into the hands of the legislature to decide what our abortion laws are going to be. So it's going to take a process, though. Obviously, we've got to pass this language through two general assemblies, and then it needs to be ratified by the people of Iowa.
Okay, so the potential amendment wouldn't take effect until at least 2 years from now?
Yeah, it would be at least 2 years before we can go through the entire process. And amending the Constitution is meant to be difficult, but yet we have judges with a stroke of a pen changing the Constitution through one decision. And so it's meant to be difficult, and it is going to take time to do this. And frankly, I don't believe it's necessary to do this, but yet because of those decisions, we're being forced to do so because there is no other remedy.
All right. So we'll definitely be keeping close eye on that as it progresses. What sort of support do you need from both of the chambers for this?
Well, we need to have a simple majority in the Senate, which would be 26. And obviously 29 people have signed on to this legislation. So it should be able to fly through the Iowa Senate. And then I know the House is working on a companion bill or similar language, the exact same language in the House. And hopefully the House will have the votes as well to pass it. We've got to do that twice and then get it to the people.
All right. Well, now let's move on to some other things that are going on at the legislature right now. The fireworks bill has come back up recently. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so 2 years ago in 2017, we passed lifting a ban, an 80-year ban, in fact, on fireworks. And what we said was cities and counties could regulate the use of fireworks, but not the sale of fireworks. And so most cities are complying with those laws, and we don't have problems with most cities. But there are a few cities who are, for example, making a retailer pay additional fees or do additional inspections or comply with different building codes. Perhaps they're using their zoning ordinances to zone that retail site into industrial zoning as opposed to commercial zoning. And so the majority of this bill cleans up and emphasizes that when it comes to the issue of commerce, when it comes to the issue of these retail sites, that is a state issue, and we're going to have uniformity throughout the state. In addition to that, there's one section of that bill that would open up the display of fireworks throughout the state on the 4th of July. So the reason why we are proposing that and starting that conversation is because, frankly, there's a lot of people who have reached out to me and said, I'm confused as to when I can shoot fireworks off. I live in this community, or I live outside city limits, and it's all over the board. There's some cities that have banned them completely, some that you can only shoot them off within certain hours. And so what we're saying is, let's do the 4th of July. If cities want to allow them still beyond the 4th of July, they'll still be able to do that. But one day only in Iowa, Iowans across the state can shoot off fireworks. Clear that up. So there's going to be a lot of discussion about that, and I look forward to having those conversations. We'll see how it progresses, but look forward to the conversation.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about here today is the subcommittee work. So where is your personal subcommittee work going at the moment?
Yeah, so it's been extremely busy. This has probably been one of the busiest starts to a legislative session. We have lots of subcommittees on a lot of issues. Usually I'm on 3 or 4 subcommittees, perhaps even daily, while we're in session here to get that process started for a piece of legislation to become law. It's the very first step in that process. So we're staying extremely busy, lots of different issues. And as always, every legislative session, there's a lot of ideas out there. And over the next coming weeks, it'll get whittled down to just a handful of bills. But we're pushing forward on all these pieces of legislation.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, that's it. I sure appreciate it, Joe.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. We'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thanks. We'll see you then.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.